Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Over the years, we've gotten to know a guy named Leo Maracchioli. Now, Leo is an incredible talent. And I've been trying so hard to find a way prior to 2020 to get him, you know, to bring him somewhere here just to, so we could watch him play. And he's got this incredible ability to put the metal on any song you can imagine. It doesn't matter if it's Baby Shark or Spider-Man, Pokemon, or Fresh Pinch of Bel-Air. I mean, just a clip.
West Philadelphia, born and raised. On the playground, most players spend most of my days. Chilling out, maxing, relaxing, all cooling, all shooting some b-ball. Outside of the school, bring a couple of guys who are up to the good. Started making trouble in my neighborhood. I got in one little fight, my mom got scared and said,
with your auntie and uncle in Bel-Air.
I begged them, please, we don't have
But then a couple times, you'll be like, it's not funny anymore. It's incredible. Uptown Funk was incredible. Tricky was incredible. Billie Jean was incredible. Ghostbusters, I wore out. I told you earlier about, you recognize this? Absolutely amazing. And so the other day we picked it up, and this is what I heard.
That's so good.
Watch that certified freak. 7 days a week. Wet ass paint. Make that bar game wait. Wow. Yeah. 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 You scheme with some wet ass paint. Bring a bite and a mop for this wet ass paint. Give me everything you got for this wet ass paint.
Based in Oslo, Norway, our next guest is a musician, producer, and owner of Frog Leap Studios, who has become an internet sensation for his metal covers of well-known songs. His name is Leo Maracchioli.
Ghostbusters! Is there something strange in your neighborhood? Who you gonna call? Ghostbusters! Instinct! I am the tiger! It's a thriller!
And now he's back with his version of Cardi B's controversial single, Whack. Please welcome, friend of the show, Leo Maracchioli.
Wow. Yeah.
Leo, you've been busy, brother. How are you?
I'm good, Johnny. Good to be back.
Yeah, no, we're flipping through YouTube the other day, and I hit Frog Leap Studios, your channel, and all of a sudden that the WAP comes on, the Cardi B cover, and I'm like, he's a goddamn genius, is what he is. It's fun, man.
Thank you.
And by the way, I don't know if we've spoken since you did Thriller with our friend, who's a good friend of our show's, is CJ from Drowning Pool. You guys are tight now.
Yeah, we meet up like every year at the Shiprock cruise. So, yeah, he's a great guy, both him and his girl. So
yeah, how did you guys meet?
We met on the first year I was on the cruise from think it was from Seattle. No, not Seattle, but Houston.
So you
from Houston to Mexico,
and you're playing on Shiprock now. You've got your own stage. You've got your own shows.
I'm part of something called the Stowaways, where they put together like CJ, or I played with Brian from Korn, and many other like musicians. So it's sort of like a gathering of musicians. So not with the Froggy band that I'm playing with. It's just only me that comes over there. So
it's so great. Well, because you're this anomaly, like a million views on your website. You've got all of this material you keep putting out. You shoot a video, it seems like, at least every week. Do you still put one a week out?
Yeah, I've done it for 5-6 years.
Yeah.
So I have like 30 albums out at this point.
Which, by the way, I literally bought every single one of them. Every one of them I've bought, paid for, and downloaded on my phone.
Thank you.
No, they're great. It's one of those great. You don't expect how much joy it's going to bring when you hear the metal version of "You Can't Touch This" or "Livin' La Vida Loca" or "Our House" or "Billie Jean" or "Ghostbusters." "Ghostbusters" is permanently burned into my head because of Halloween now.
Yeah. So are you gonna like decorate your house again this year?
No, we're gonna keep. We're probably not, because of the COVID thing. And man, you know, 2,000 kids show up on Halloween at my house. It literally. I mean, it's a week of 2 weeks of building it. It really, the crowd starts to build about a week out, but the night of, it just shuts down the neighborhood. And my neighbors have always been great, but 2,000 strange kids, like super close together, all packed up, seems like maybe we'll have to skip it this year.
Yeah.
But
I see that.
But you know, you've been part of that a couple times now.
Yeah, I heard that.
Oh.
Awesome.
No, you ought to see them. It's ridiculous. And for any reason, if you didn't catch the videos, I'll have them resend them today. There's probably $75,000 worth of lights and production in that yard when we do it.
Jesus.
It's ridiculous. Terrible. Well, have you met LeJean from Seven Dust on Shiprocked?
I don't know if I actually talked to him, but he's been there a couple of times where I've been to, but I don't think I had a conversation with him.
We have to get you guys connected, because he comes over and spends Halloween with me every year, and so he loves it. He and his wife and his kids are big Halloween guys, so they show up every year in costume, and we have a party and the whole bit, but he loves it, man. And you guys, you would enjoy each other's company. He's a wonderful guy.
Yeah, he seems very nice. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I can't wait to get back over there now. Like, all fans have been postponed for this year. So, yeah, let's see what happens.
So, yeah, what's it like for you in Europe? Are you doing any shows at all, or just in the studio, just hammering away?
No, there's no shows. We had a tour coming up, which we postponed until this fall, and then we had to postpone it again. So, yeah, nothing's happening. But it's not too bad here in Norway. Like, there's not so many people that have it, so it's pretty open still. But it affects, of course, like the venues and all that stuff. So yeah.
It's never
for everyone.
I couldn't before this year, Leo. I couldn't have imagined not being able to go see a live rock show. And now I feel like it's been 10 years since I've walked into a room and heard him fire up the PA and the stacks and all it starts to happen, and that sound pressure pushes against you. It's almost hard to remember how beautiful it is.
Yeah, and it's pretty incredible. I just hope like the mentality doesn't stay for years now, with people just keeping their distance. And of course they should do it now, but
of course.
Hope it goes back to normal within not too long.
Let me tell you, Leo, when the vaccine is available, I'll shoot it into my eyeball. I don't care how I got to get it, so I can go back to shows again. I'm just ready to start living life again and, you know, seeing your friends and hugging them and meeting a stranger and shaking their hand and going to a concert and being packed in again. It's just, I'm ready to be back to life again.
Yeah, me too. I'm so ready.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you, so you're just, you're, I mean, this is a weird place for musicians, Leo, because you want to tour, you want to go see stuff, but on the other hand, I also know I've got some friends and bands like Lizzie and Joe from Hailstorm are writing an incredible amount of music. So they knew it was going to shut down. They locked the doors, and they are in there just churning out song after song after song. So if you can harness it, it can be at least decent for you.
Yeah, definitely. I think I'm in a special place because for me, I'm working at home anyway. It's like putting these videos, so nothing has changed for me economically, or it's okay. It's not even better, so it doesn't affect me in that way. But like, I think bands who need to tour and get out there and sell merch and stuff. But the good thing is, as you say, it's like they can, now they're very creative, many of them, and they can do stuff, and they do stuff online, more live streaming, they're more engaged on the social media aspect of it. So, yeah, it's definitely some cool stuff coming out of it. So it's interesting to see.
When you, because I know now you've got a bunch of Frog Leap merch, which is great. I hope you're selling a ton. You've got your YouTube channel, which has millions of subscribers. Have you ever figured, out of all the songs you've done, all the videos you've posted, the total amount of views for everything?
Yeah, actually, check that up. And I'm going to pass like 1 billion now within maybe a month or so.
A billion?
Wow.
A billion, that's with a B, a billion.
It's crazy.
Jesus Christ, Leo. I mean, that's fantastic. I'm hoping that it all, I mean, I'm certainly, when you've got that many followers, that many viewers, that many subscribers, there's other things that come into play with YouTube. So there's definitely money coming in there, but there's very few bands that can say, I have a billion hits, a billion views on any video, overall.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. And being one guy, I don't have like a team around me or anything. So it's just me.
What's your all-time
label or anything?
What's your most popular video you have ever done?
I guess it's Adele. Hello, I think that's around 15 million.
That's great. I would not have thought it. That's a great cover, but I think because I enjoy like some of them, because I'm like you, I'm a metal guy where there's certain things like it has to be great. It can't be just funny because it's metal. It has to have the right sound to it. Like, so when you do Uptown Funk, to me, I listen to that and I go, that's a much better version than even the original version.
Well, thank you.
I mean, it's fun. Have there been other musicians that have asked you to do work with them, to come in and jump in with them?
No, not actually. Only thing I've done is with a few people when I've been on that shipwreck cruise thing, where I met people and talked to them, and then we've collaborated and stuff. But I haven't reached out to anyone really.
How big is the town?
For other.
You live in Oslo.
I don't know.
You live in Oslo right now, correct?
No, I live on the other side. It's a town called Stavanger, so it's on the opposite side of the country.
Okay. How many in your town? How many people do you think? What's your population?
I live outside town, so I live at a small place where there's only a few thousand people.
That's what I thought.
So I'm not in a big town either, so I'm actually out on the countryside.
I just, dude, see, this is even better for me. And I know it sounds weird, Leo, but to me, the idea that you're in there shooting your own videos, you don't have a cameraman, you have to have positions where it sets up, you play every instrument, you design the videos, everyone's a little different, you play all the music, you produce it all, and you're in the middle of this Norwegian countryside, and you're isolated, and you're out there. You're just slowly going mad, like just out there, just slowly going insane. One day, you'll completely come off the grid.
Yeah, maybe I've always been like I like to. I'm sort of a loner at times, where I enjoy working alone and stuff. But now, I like to have like intense social gatherings where I go out with the band or go traveling, and then I'm I'm super social, and then I go back into my cave here in Norway. So I like to do that, but now this year has been awful because now I can't. And then
right.
when you can't also, then you want it even more.
Like, absolutely.
Oh, I need to travel.
Yes, 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 and yes. Well, look, we're going to find a way to get you to Kansas City in 21 to do a show here. We need to put together a tour, find a way to do it, because it's just, it's too much fun, and people know these songs, and it's like the greatest montage, never-ending, super fun, and I feel like John 5 and you could do an incredible tour together. Like, John 5 goes out solo, you open up for him, and you guys are just co-headline or whatever, and I think he would have the right crowd and the right kind of sensibility for you.
Yeah, I think we were working on getting over to States. Also, we needed like a year to plan it to get all the visas and stuff. But now everything is on hold, so I don't know when. Maybe 22 or something. So it's definitely in the books to do it. But yeah, now nothing's happening. But yeah, but it was amazing. Like the last show, we played a lot of like those big festivals.
Yeah.
Last summer.
You played the 30th anniversary of Wacken?
Yeah, we played Wacken, and we also played in Austria, but we're like a late night special, so we went on right after Slayer, and it was like 40,000 people there. It was just like the most crazy thing I've ever done. But it works, especially in a festival setting, like those songs, people are up to party, and like they know it. It's, they want to or not. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, it's just been working out very good.
You're the greatest warm-up band or late-night party band maybe ever created. It's true, because in our heart of hearts, we all love MC Hammer. In our heart of hearts, we all these things, we love these songs, man. And they're good songs, but when you finally, it's almost like giving somebody permission to like it openly, to jump out of their pop music closet
yeah.
and be like, I love it anyway.
yeah.
Yeah, dude, it's going to be fun. We got to get you over here. Look, I'm glad to hear your voice. Hope everybody checks it out. Frog Leap Studios. Frog Leap Studios. Google it yourself. Find it on YouTube. Leo Maracchioli, MoraCchioli. But if that's too tough to remember, Frog Leap Studios. And it's all there. Anybody can watch the videos, and then you can buy the merch. You can buy the albums. You can download everything digitally. And I've just worn this stuff out, man. It's been fantastic this year.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. And thanks for having me on. And yeah, I really hope to be able to come over and meet up one day and do some shows over there. Would be just incredible. It's on my bucket list.
No, we got to do it. We're gonna find a way, man. And more than ever now, we know time is always short, and you never know what's going to get in your way. So we got to really, we'll force it through. We'll make this happen.
Cool.
All right, brother. Take care, man. Steel Panther would work.
Yeah.
Opening for Steel Panther.
Just miss Africa.
Toto. By the way, just so you guys know, like, it's there's that weird, he's in all the way the other side of Norway.
Yeah.
And there's also a very polite society, because sometimes I think to American people, they think, well, he's not very excited to be here. He is. It's just, you have to understand, there's a cultural difference. So everybody's very low key in that part of the world.
Yeah, they're slow and steady, like right in the middle.
Yes.
Always. Because I'll tell you, what's so good about him, the most excited he was when you put him on hold that when he got off. I just said, hey man, thanks for coming by the show or whatever. He goes, you and Johnny know John 5? Like, he's like, that's what he got from that.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, tell me it doesn't make sense.
No, it makes total sense.
John 5, who, you know, Rob Zombie's guitar player, likes to go out and do weird shows. He shot one in Lawrence here. The DVD's coming out.
Yeah, weird, like Halloween themed yes. crazy weirdo, and it would be a perfect opener.
Yeah, that guy comes out, he does all this great music that everybody knows. Mm-hmm. It's really super fun. And then, especially in a bar setting, and then to go to the John 5.
Yeah. Know? And it doesn't compete with each other at all. One lens into the other.
No, it's a lot of fun, dude. It's Leo's one of those guys. Like, I know when I saw CJ and he get together to do Thriller, I thought that was pretty amazing. And I knew we could break him in the States. Now, again, it's weird. You know, he's not writing original music that you see here. He sure. does write original music. But $1 billion, do you know what that pays? Forget about album sales and having to pay the original artist. I'm talking about when you're a YouTuber and you get $1 billion views. Mm-hmm. Like, there's money.
Yeah, there's some commercials that come with that.
Money. Like,
you did
ridiculous
seem to show
money.
That a little bit more emotion when you brought that up, by the way.
Dude,
like kind of, it was awesome.
$1 billion views on his videos. Billion.
Well deserved.
Yeah, no, because, you know what, dude? He's bringing something fun to everybody, man. It's, how do you not? Dude, he's doing Taylor Swift. I stay up too late. Got nothing in my brain. That's what people say. That's what people say. I go on too many days. But I can make them say. At least that's what people say. That's what people say. But I keep cruising. Can't stop, won't stop moving. Ridiculous. It's like I got this music in my mind saying it's gonna be alright. Cause the players gonna play, and the haters gonna hate. Baby, I'm just gonna shake. I shake it all, I shake it all. Tell me you wouldn't laugh out loud to see a bunch of metalheads who secretly know all the words. At least I know the chorus. I can be like,
the other part of that is it's great revenge for parents who like heavy metal music and your kids don't. They like yeah. Taylor Swift and whatever.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I'll play you my version of that. Here you go.
Jesus Christ, Paula Abdul. Everything works when you turn it into metal. It's the craziest phenomenon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.